Got a message for you today that I think will fits all of us. Let's go ahead and get started. So today, the message that we have is titled, I Love You With an Everlasting Love. And that's from Jeremiah 31:3. So just some biblical truths. And just remember, everything that God has always said, everything he's ever said, has always been true. He doesn't have the ability to not tell the truth. So if God said it, you can believe it. So let this soak in. Nothing you've ever done or will ever do can stop God from loving you. Nothing you can ever do or will ever do can stop God from loving you. God said in Jeremiah 31:3 again, I love you with an everlasting love, meaning it lasts forever. You can't make God stop loving you. He will love you forever. His love isn't based on what we do. It's based on who he is. The only reason you're alive is because God made you to love you. That's why God sent his son. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's that famous John 3:16 verse. Just think about that. He gave up his one and only son to die that horrible death on the cross so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life in heaven. God wants you to know his love. Even more, he wants you to feel his love. You know, God's love will transform you. You know, it turns somebody who is hateful, bigoted, or racist into a kind, gentle, and loving person. When God's love hits your heart, it changes you. If your life hasn't changed, then you don't know God. You can't have somebody as big a God come into your life and not be changed by it. When God's love comes into your life, it changes how you react to everyone else. When you truly understand and experience the love of God, you can't help but pass it on to others. In fact, Jesus described it like this. I give you a new command. Love one another just as I have loved you. You must also love one another. In other words, think about how much Jesus loves us. He's telling us, think about the love I have for you. You should love others as much as that. He goes on to say, by this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. You know, so he's saying that we need to not only, if we love like him, then people will recognize that we are believers by the way that we act, by the way that we treat others, by the way that we love on others. But again, it all starts with God's love for us. The most amazing conversion in the Bible is of a guy named Saul, who was a religious extremist that killed Christians. One day on his way to Damascus, he encountered the resurrected Jesus. Jesus said to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Saul fell to his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." The man who had once been a religious extremist became the apostle of love. Saul, now known as Paul, wrote most of the New Testament, including some of the most beautiful words on love ever written in 1 Corinthians 13. So if you're thinking, hey, I've done things in my life or I've thought things or said things, there's no way God can love me by the things I've done in my life. For those who don't know, Paul, again, was known as Saul, was a devout Jewish enforcer. He was imprisoning Christians. He was killing Christians. He was on a mission to wipe out Christianity. And Jesus came to him on a road to Damascus and encountered Paul and asked him why he was doing what he was doing. And it changed Paul, and he became a warrior for Jesus. And wrote majority of the books in the New Testament came from Paul. So don't think God can't change you, or don't think God doesn't love you because of something you've done. Paul was a murderer, and Jesus used him to glorify his kingdom. The everlasting, completely free love of God will do that. It changes lives. And the question is, has it changed yours? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for this message. God, I know we need you each and every day. And God, I know that we mess up. We're human and we make mistakes and we do things we shouldn't do. But we can't lose sight of the fact that you might not be happy with us because of what we do, but it doesn't change the fact that you love us. You love us no matter what. What an awesome promise that is, knowing that you love us. Thank you so much for letting us be together. We thank you for the life you've given us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.